In our previous shiur, we began discussing the halacha of asur l'shtatef me'akum. Under what circumstances may one enter into a partnership with an akum? And we quoted Tosfos, the very Maskil Shema, where he discussed that if there is a situation where an akum needs to owes you a shvur, can you demand a shvur? And Tosfos makes another point in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Taisa says that Bezman Hazeh, all of the Akum, even if they make a shvur in the name of the Avodah Zorah, it doesn't mean that they mean Avodah Zorah. Since they do believe in God, who created Shemayim V'aretz, who created the heaven and earth, even if they include something else in their worship, that is not considered that you made them make a shvur in the name of Avodah Zorah, because Akum were not nizar on shittif. Akum were not told that they can't have dual worship. And there's a mechloikis ha'achroinim, how to understand Tosfos' opinion. The Maram learns very simple, that Tosfos' opinion is that the Akum are not osur and shittif. As long as they believe in God, that is not prohibited for an akum. And according to that approach, it would be mutar l'chatchila to enter into a business partnership bizman hazeh with an akum, even if he worships b'shita. The Sfasemis and the Noida Behuda disagree. They say that pshat is that avada, certainly an akum is osur to worship a shittuf. What Tosfos means to say, says the Noida Behuda, is that the isser of lo yishama al picha, that we're not supposed to cause an akum to swear in the name of Avodah Zorah, doesn't apply if the akum is making his shvua b'shittuf. But in a situation where the shvua is not being made b'shittuf, there's a difference between worship and shvua. Worship is osur b'shituf, shvua is mutar b'shituf. Doruch Lener has a whole different opinion. He says that according to Tosfos, there is no isser, and we've mentioned this in our previous shiur as well, there is no issur shvua in the name of Avodah Zorah, even if without shittuf. The issur is for an akum to worship Avodah Zorah. There is no issur for an akum to make a shvua in the name of Avodah Zorah. So we have here, but worship certainly is awesome. The Chizkuni asks a question. We all remember that Avram Avinu made a bris with Avimelech, and they made a shvur. So the question asked the Chizkuni is, our Gemara says that you're not allowed to make a shvur with an akum, because the akum may end up making a shvur if it is Avodah Zorah. So how could Avram Avinu make Avimelech make a shvur to him? And the same question asked the Chizkuni is when Yitzchak made a bris with Avimelech uficho sar tzvoy. So Margol Sayam answers that when Avram Avinu, and presumably the same with Yitzchak, made the bris with Avimelech, the deal was that not that Avimelech, and if there was a dispute, it would be settled through a shvua. The deal was that Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu would make the shvua, and not Avimelech. And in fact, he says that's what the pasuk says. That Avram Avinu said, "Anoichi ishaveya, I will be the one to make the shvua, not you." Rabbeinu Yoino asks a kasha. He says, as we've been discussing, that according to the opinions, that an akum may not make a shvua in the name of Avodah Zorah. Certainly, if it's not b'shituf, everybody it seems would hold that it's osur. Besides Doruch Lener, everybody else certainly agrees that if the Akum is making Shvua and he's not only in the name of Avodah Zorah, it's Asur. And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk of Lo Yishama Apicha. Asks Rabbi Yoina, why don't we say that it's also because Liftei Evil is Sita Mechshel? So he answers that the Akum, so if you hold that there's no Issa for the Akum to make a Shvua in the name of Avodah Zorah, so that's why we could understand why there's no Lifnei Iver. The Maram says there is no Issa Lifnei Iver here because I'm not forcing him to make the Shvua. If I was forcing him to make the Shvua, maybe there would be indeed Lifnei Iver. The Mechizkuni, on the other hand, does say that that's Pshat in our Gemara, that the Isser of Lo Yishama Al Picha emanates from the Isser of Lifnei Iver. Pnei Yeshua has, however, a different approach. He says that the Isser of Lifnei Iver doesn't apply by Akum, certainly not Midaraisa. And therefore, the Gemara preferred to quote the Pasuk of Lo Yishama Al Picha, which may reflect the Nisa Deraisa versus Lifnei Iver, which doesn't reflect, which is not a Nisa Deraisa by an Akum. From Tosfos, it doesn't seem that that's Tosfos' opinion. Because Tosfos' opinion is that the reason there's no problem, because as we discussed earlier, there is no problem of Shituf with an Akum, by an Akum. It seems that if the Akum was making a Shvur without Shituf, there would be a problem with Lifnei Iver. So, is there an Issa Lifnei Iver or not? So, Rabbi Chanan has a very interesting approach to this question. He says, when we speak about the Issa of Lifnei Iver, Lifnei Leisita Mechshel, he says there are two elements to it. One is giving somebody bad advice, and the other is causing somebody to do an Issa. So he says, giving bad advice may not be actionable by an Akum. But causing an Akum to do something which he may not do applies by Akum as well. It's interesting to point out that Rav Moshe in a tshuva in Chelek in Yerudei, it was Moshe Yerudei in Chelek Aleph, Simen, Kuf Mem Tes, uses the entire concept that our Gemara discusses to another Shaila. What about doing partnership with Jews? That by doing that partnership, Isurim could come out. So he says, if our Gemara says that you're not allowed to enter into a Shutvis with an Akum under circumstances that will cause Isur, certainly entering into a partnership with Jews, that the result of that partnership may cause them to do Isser, is prohibited. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Kuf Ayin Vav, Sif Nun Aleph, Paskins. Also L'shtatef from Akum, one may not enter into a partnership with the Akum, as our Gemara says. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you did become a part of the Neschayv L'Shvua, and you end up in a situation where the Akum has to make a Shvua, Mutal Kabloi, you are allowed to be Mekabel, based on what we discussed in our previous year, in a situation of Hefsed Mammon, where you're trying to save the Mammon, you're allowed to do it. And the Sma goes on to say that, as we just discussed, there is no Issa Lifnei Iver L'Sitna Mechshel, because it could be that there's no Issa on the Akum to make such a Shvua. It may be just a Midas Chassidus that you shouldn't cause the Akum to make such a Shvua. And therefore, under those circumstances where you're being Matzel your Mammon, says the Sma, you're allowed to do it. Similarly, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch Oyre Chaim, Simen Kuf Nun Vav, there's only one Sif there. The Shulchan Aruch at the end of the Sif says, V'zor m'l'shtata v'makutim. One should not become a partner with an akum. Shem yischayv l'shvua. He may have to make you, he may end up making a shvua. V'ayv m'shum l'yishama apicha. Says Drama, v'yesh makilim basi yishutfus im'akum. There are those that are more lenient when it comes to making a shutfus with an akum. B'zman hazeh. M'shum sh'ein akutim b'zman hazeh n'shmoy me'avoy d'zoro. They don't make their shvus in the name of avoy d'zoro. V'avagav d'maskir n'avoy d'zoro. And even if they mention the avoy d'zoro, mikomakum kavanosim l'oysu shemayim v'oritz. They do believe in God. El shem shtatvim shem shemayim v'dov achad. They're doing it b'shittif. V'loy mitzinu sh'yesh b'zeh m'shuvim lifnei evil sita mechshol. There are enim zorim al shittif. It seems that the Ramah's opinion is, it's not just that the akum don't have a, that there's no issa for akum to make a shvur b'shittif, but it seems that the Ramah's opinion is that there is no issa for worship is mutter for an akum. And the Ramah concludes, if you're going to just do business with akum, that's certainly permissible. I did see that the poskim say that even though the Ramah is very clear that one may do business with an akum when it doesn't involve shutfus, because our Gemara only said shutfus, still, if at all possible, one should avoid causing the akum to make a shvua. I saw a very interesting vort. We know that the one of the brichas shachar that we say every day is shlo yosani goy, and the Magen Avraham in Simen Mem Vav Suf Katan Yud quotes the Rizal, says what pshat shlo yosani goy. We were born Jewish and he wasn't born Jewish. What are we making a bracha shlo yosani goy? So he says the shlo yosani goy doesn't mean that we're making a bracha that we're not an akum. The bracha is that we have in ourselves the ability to separate ourselves from the akum. Shlo yasa shutfus im'akum, we shouldn't in any way come to be connected to the avodah zarah of the akum. And we make a bracha every day that we're able to stay separated and in no way cause that there should be avodah zarah in the world. Our obligation is to make sure that the only thing that exists in the world is amunah, tahayra, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.